Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. Months of campaign rhetoric come to a finale tomorrow when Michiganders will have their say at the polls. More than 4.7 million residents voted in the 2012 presidential election. This year's contest is almost sure to draw fewer voters than 2 years ago. Still, officials are preparing for a busy day at the polls. Joining me here in the studio, two of Mid-Michigan's top election officers. Barb Byram is the clerk of Ingham County. Welcome back, Barb.
Thank you.
And Chris Swope is the clerk for the city of Lansing. Chris, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Historically, what kind of turnout have we seen for a midterm election in the Lansing area, Barb?
Well, usually midterm elections have less voter turnout than a presidential election. However, we're seeing that there's going to be a higher turnout this midterm election than in previous midterm elections. And we just encourage all qualified registered voters to exercise their right to vote.
Do you have a percentage? We're accustomed to hearing of a percentage of the eligible electorate that will cast a ballot. Do we know what that number is?
I don't have a specific prediction. I can tell you it will be somewhere higher than we had in the 2010 gubernatorial, and I believe higher than the 2006 gubernatorial. We have issued more absentee ballots for this election than for either of those two elections. You know, one had a better turnout statewide, 2006 and 2010, but we are not at the level of a presidential election. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be somewhere in between those numbers, higher than a typical gubernatorial or a recent gubernatorial, but not at the level of a presidential election.
I want to ask both of you what you think is driving the absentee ballot phenomenon. There are more of them every election.
You know, I think people are more engaged. People are realizing that elections impact their lives, even though our grandmothers have been telling us that for years. You can't complain if you don't vote. So I think people are more engaged. They're seeing it in their home. They're seeing it in their pocketbooks. And they're exercising their right to vote.
And I think there just is more interest specifically in this election this year. You know, we've got a fairly close gubernatorial race. We've got an open Senate seat, which is uncommon. So I think there's just more interest, more political ads. You know, that gets people knowing about the election, excited to vote, whether they want to support their candidate that they love or vote against somebody that they hate. Either way, it brings the voters out.
Interesting how that plays out sometimes, yes. Isn't it? Tell us about the deadlines for absentee ballots. What are those?
Well, today by 4 o'clock, you can still get an absentee ballot, but you have to go in person to your local, your city or township clerk, and you have to vote the ballot there in the office. If you've already been issued an absentee ballot, you have to get it to your city or township clerk by 8 o'clock election night. So it actually has to be received, not just postmarked. So there's still a little bit of time to get one today. And if you have one, there's still time to return it.
Does that apply on the township level as well, Barb, or how does that play out?
Right. Okay. The township and municipal clerks, it is the same. But there's also opportunities for emergency ballots. You know, if you accidentally end up in the hospital tonight or and want to exercise your right to vote, you need to contact your municipal clerk or your county clerk and make sure that you are afforded the opportunity to have your voice heard.
Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram and City of Lansing Clerk Chris Swope are our guests here today on Current State on WKAR. It appears that urging people to vote absentee is a big part of the strategy for both the Democratic and Republican parties. What do you both make of that?
I think they feel like they can count those votes as being in the bag. They don't have to worry about the weather on election day and whether people are actually going to show up.
Isn't it kind of the equivalent of making sure your voters get to the polls? It's just another way of doing that.
It is, and for a lot of voters, it's a lot more convenient. We've seen a lot of applications for absentee ballots that came in this year were ones that were mailed to them by a political party or a candidate, and it seemed like the ones that were most effective this year were the ones that already had the voters' name and address filled in, so they really just kind of made it easy for the voter. They were already mailing them something. They just put their address in an additional place, so all they had to do was basically check a box and send the application back. So we saw a lot like that. We also saw a fair number of the electronic ones that the state party did an application online so you could actually use a smartphone and apply for an absentee ballot that way. That wasn't a huge number, but we did see a few of those.
I think regardless of party affiliation, it's important to encourage all qualified registered voters to exercise their right. And it's unfortunate that Michigan is not still a no-reason absentee voting state, but there are opportunities to still vote by absentee ballot if you're going to be out of the area, out of your municipality, if you're a senior. And so we need to just make sure that people are exercising their right to vote and let the parties do whatever they need to do to make sure people are voting their way. It's our responsibility to make sure that they're voting.
You're both pretty savvy political people, though. What do you anticipate with regards to no reason absentee voting in Michigan?
It's an uphill climb with the legislature. I'm president of the State Clerks Association, and we've been supporting it for over a decade, and we've seen very little movement.
I've supported it in the legislature, and the legislation died in the Senate. So I think we'll be there. I just hope we allow no reason absentee voting sooner rather than later.
Mm. We were discussing the election on Friday's program, and Tim Skubick all but predicted a recount. What responsibilities do election officials like you have in a recount scenario, Chris?
There are a lot of things. Number one, the ballots have to be secured on election night, and we have to maintain those ballots secured in a tamper-evident way, so they have a specific seal on them that has been signed off on by the election workers, so we would know that if between election day and the actual recount occurring, that we would know whether someone had tampered with it, and if anything has happened to that seal, the election night results for that precinct stand. So there's a lot of record keeping and gatekeeping, so we have to keep those ballots secured and protected is one of the main things.
What about for you, Barb?
We are reminding municipal clerks to make sure their precincts are all recountable. So it's a lot of reminders. They've already received one long email from us this morning. I'm sure they're going to get another one later today. We're calling through all of them to make sure they're receiving their emails. We have good cell phone numbers for all of them, and to make sure all the lines of communication are open.
Do you feel like the ballots themselves are going to be secure? Is that ever a concern of yours? Or?
In recounts that happen across the state, that's one of the things that can make a precinct non-recountable. There are plastic seals, so sometimes they break, or sometimes the election workers write the wrong number from the wrong seal, and then there's a little bit of confusion there. I think they're done pretty well and they're safe. I don't think there's really tampering, but sometimes it's not just tampering that creates the non-recountability, it's the possibility, or we can't prove that it wasn't.
Oh, very interesting. So, yeah. How many polling sites will be open in the city tomorrow?
We'll have 30 locations, so we have 43 precincts voting in 30 locations. Voters can go to lansingmi.gov/clerk if they aren't sure where their location is, or they can call our office, 483-4133.
What about on the county level,
Throughout
Barb?
The county, I have lost count how many polling locations we have. But if there are any questions, they could certainly contact my office at 517-676-7255 via email at inghamclerk@ingham.org or go to michigan.gov/SOS to see your sample ballot, your polling location, and where you are registered to vote.
Barb Byram and Chris Swope are our guests here today on Current State. Barb is the Ingham County Clerk. Chris is the clerk for the City of Lansing. Who trains poll workers?
For larger jurisdictions such as the City of Lansing, I train all of our poll workers. So, I've met with them and I've been training them repeatedly over the years.
You personally train all the poll workers?
Actually, wow. This year I handed a lot of it over to my new deputy, but for the past 8 years I've been the one doing all of the training. So my voice is feeling a little bit better this year. So that's been a good move for me. And he has a little bit of teaching experience, so I think that helps as well. But you know, we have about 400 workers that'll be out in the field on election day just for the city of Lansing.
How does training play out on the countywide level? On
the countywide level, the smaller municipalities are trained by me or my chief deputy, and then the larger municipalities are usually trained by the clerk. So of course, Clerk Swope trains his election workers, and then I am in constant contact with the clerks as well to remind them of certain little nuances that we've been seeing at polling locations.
There's been a lot of legal back and forth in Michigan and around the country, really, about photo IDs. Is a person required to show a photo ID before voting?
If someone does not have a photo identification, they are permitted to sign an affidavit of identity, which should be on the back of their application to vote. And it is then that they are swearing under oath that they are who they say they are. And they may then vote a normal ballot, have it tabulated normally, if they do not have photo identification. If they do have a government-issued photo identification on their person, they are requested and actually required to show it.
And the affidavit is legally binding?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes.
Chris, how does photo ID play out in Lansing?
Well, you know, 99% of the people walk in with photo ID, and that's the most convenient way. So I encourage, if you have it, bring it. If you don't, you're still going to get to vote. You're just going to have to fill out a few more, you know, sign your name an extra time, and it might take you an extra 5 or 10 seconds. But, you know, either way, with or without ID, we encourage you to get out and vote.
I understand that sometimes the parties will send challengers to the polls to question a particular voter's legal right to vote. Mm-hmm. How does that unfold? Why does that happen?
Well, they may have evidence that somebody doesn't live in the community anymore or something along those lines. And basically, when a voter shows up, if they believe that's the case, a challenger could go to the precinct chairperson and say, I challenge this person's right to vote. So then we have to take that voter, we have to have them swear to answer our questions honestly, and then we ask them basically, you know, are you 18 or older, are you a U.S. citizen, do you live at this address in this precinct, verifying their eligibility to vote, and if based on their answers, and it's just, you know, they swear an oath and then they answer the questions, then they are allowed to vote. We do mark that ballot so that it could be retrieved later if there was a recount and a circuit court could review whether or not they actually should have been allowed to vote. But on election day, as long as their questions that they answer say that they are eligible to vote, then they will be allowed to vote on election day.
We want to thank our guests, Chris Swope, clerk for the city of Lansing. Barb Byram is the Ingham County clerk. I hope tomorrow goes smoothly. I hope there's no recount. Can I say that?
Yes.
I hope so, too.
I'm allowed to say that. I hope there's no recount. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you
so much.